It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Employees filed a whistleblower complaint Monday against Denver Health alleging retaliation for speaking up about racism and the effects of COVID-19. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Dr. Katie Bakes founded the At-Risk Intervention and Mentoring Program after attending a White Coats for Black Lives event. Program backers wrote to hospital leaders about its role in combating institutional racism at the hospital, calling for continued funding. According to the complaint, she got verbal and written warning after those letters. Bakes says she was told it was for not getting along with leadership.
This is a pattern, and it's a pattern in the setting of a culture of fear and retaliation throughout the organization at a time when we're facing these two public health crises of COVID and racism.
Denver Health didn't respond directly to the complaint, but said it has policies to protect employees from retaliation. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Pueblo, Mayor Nick Gratisar has extended the city's emergency curfew in response to increasing coronavirus cases. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The extension is in effect until January 1st. It runs from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. every day. Gratisar first introduced the curfew at the end of October and extended it until this Friday. Since then, the mayor says coronavirus cases have almost quadrupled from October. 102 people have died so far from coronavirus in the county, with more than half of those deaths in November. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
There's more on coronavirus restrictions in communities around Colorado at CPR.org. The Front Range has a new incline trail. The Ruter Hess Incline Challenge opens to the public today in Parker. Ron Redd manages the Parker Water and Sanitation District, which owns and operates the land.
What we're requesting is keeping the traffic to one way. So there's still some restrictions. We want people to go up the incline and then come down the side trail just to be safe. But it's out in the middle of nowhere, beautiful views, and I think people will enjoy having a new venue to check out.
The Ruter Hess Incline has 132 steps. It's part of a 1.3-mile loop. Dogs on leashes are allowed on the side trail, but not on the incline. Eventually, the open space will have about 15 miles of trails. Along the Front Range, mostly sunny today and highs in the 40s. This is CPR News.